Welcome back. Hope you had a nice 19-minute break there. Up next is our Holistic Strategic Plan Initiative agenda item. I will kick it over to Brett Weirdoff from the Parnum Group. Are you there, Brett?
Yes, this is Brett. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the time today with you all, council members. Just bear with me. It's a little early for me. I'm on the West Coast. I'm excited to present the outcomes from our workshop. I thought it was really great, and I look forward to any feedback and thoughts from the council and the public. So next slide, please. So on January 6th and 7th of this year, the council gathered together to participate in a strategic planning workshop in Boston. Participants were well attended. I really appreciate everybody taking the time to actually make it to the meeting, despite the cold and the snow. And it was a very productive meeting. I think this really did serve as a catalyst for developing the first holistic strategic plan. And there was a lot of buy-in and a lot of excitement around it. The real objective was to improve the operations and enhance the long-term viability of the managed fisheries out there. And the foundation was really participants were supposed to examine the discovery and gap analysis that we presented back in December and really think about that. We gave the council some homework over the holiday to kind of chew on that report some more and think about really what is their main challenges and what do they really want to focus on to for the future. So that should inform development of the new plan and taking some initial actions. And trying to really organize yourselves on what are the areas of focus that would really help us be efficient and effective. Inside the document that I provided for the summary of the report, it has all the participants. There's a list of the participants that came. We must have had about 98% attendance. So again, it was a very full group, and we really appreciated the time and the effort to make it happen. Next slide, please. The workshop focused on four main goals. And the 1.5-day session was a bit truncated, and we got a lot done. So the first thing we started was working on the mission. And on your website, on the About page of the New England Council's website, has a mission statement, and we shared that with the group. And so we wanted to ensure that we had a shared understanding of what the current mission statement is, and which is prescribed by the Magnuson Act, and see if we maybe need to supplement that as appropriate, maybe make it a little more clear, or is everybody okay with it? The next step was to kind of think about the vision of the council itself and the plan. And right now we just put this down as a 10-year vision. It could be expanded. You could remove the number of years. But at this time, we just wanted to kind of think about it in that term, about 10 years, and see if we can come up with a vision that might be met within 10 years. So what we wanted to do is put down something descriptive, some kind of aspirational future state for both the council and its processes, and then the fisheries it manages. The next step was then to take those vision statements and think about some high-level goals to help focus the council's improvement over the next several years. And those could be a bit lofty, but that's okay. We wanted to create some sort of idea around how do we meet our vision? And we can come up with a bunch of different goals, but then create some higher level, but also narrowed them down. I'll go through that a little bit later. And then the next step was to take those goals and think about what are the key performance indicators to track our progress. So if we're going to take an action, how do we track our progress? How do we know we're meeting our goals? How do we know that the action item is really going to meet our vision statement? And so we want to make sure that we stay accountable to those. And we're continuing to, as we move an action item through the system, that it doesn't morph into something that is off track and doesn't meet our goals. So it's about accountability and making sure everybody understands why we're taking an action and is it meeting our vision? Is it meeting the goals? Next slide, please. So again, I appreciate all the work that went into this. This was a very hands-on approach to everything. You see all the flip charts and the things that we've created with the council members. And they were very engaged and active. And it was really, to them, a worthwhile challenge. It was a difficult challenge at times to sit down and kind of boil things down together. And there was, at times, we paired people up two by two and sometimes four by four to really kind of drill down into some issues and see if there's some, you know, overarching, you know, collective focus and shared desires. The participants really did recognize that there is a need to address some of these things that are happening in the ocean and the management resources that are, you know, rapidly changing or morphing and thinking, okay, we got to think on our feet, but we're going to have to think forward. Some of the bigger pieces was a primary focus on effectively engaging stakeholders and rebuilding trust. That was one of the main things that there was a good theme about. And I think it was mostly within the science management industry partners, so collective trust. And if you read through the discovery gap analysis, that was one of the main challenges as well that we identified. And so this group too, it resonates with this group and they really want to focus on that. And the other piece of it all was this group really thought we need to be forward thinking. And so how can we transition from reactive management to more dynamic and forward thinking framework? And when we started this whole process, the first thing we did was, could you come to the table now and everybody tell us what are the top of issues on your mind? You read through the gap analysis, you've been through this council process for many years. And what are the main things that really rise to the top that you really are concerned about, that you really want to focus on? And there was a laundry list of things, but it was things that they felt strongly that they need to work on or somewhere fix. And so we took that and boiled that down and we set that aside, but it really was in alignment with the discovery and gap analysis. So for some of those things, they are really truly going to be integrated within the thought process and the goal development. So the next step we did was to focus on the mission statement. Next slide, please. What we did is we presented, again, the text in the regular text is what is on the council's website. And it is one of the eight regional councils established by federal legislation, the Magnuson-Stevens Act. And it talks just briefly about its jurisdiction. The group confirmed that statement. They think it still holds true. But then we've talked a lot about different parts of the Magnuson Act and what other items in the Magnuson Act would really support what is our charge? What is this group supposed to do as charged by Congress? And so there was a few sections that were cited, but at the end of the session, the council really kind of focused on section 303A1A, and that's the bold text that's been added to the mission statement. And so I think it does highlight exactly what the council's charge is. And I think generally speaking, this is pretty much for every council, is to prevent overfishing and rebuild overfished stocks and to protect and restore and promote long-term health and stability of fisheries. So I thought it was a really nice add-on and really does highlight what you're here for and why you are in existence. So and so that could be modified, but at this time, I think this is where the group has settled on, and we'll have an opportunity in the future to continue to discuss that as you finalize this plan. Next slide, please. The next step was to develop a vision statement, and we split this into two sections. We wanted to focus a bit on the council process itself and think about what it is that you'd like to see in a future state for the council and its process. If things are working or not working, at the end of the day, we went through several iterations of this. We also put together a vision statement for the future state of fisheries. Right now, we want to make sure that we compartmentalize them so that we understand exactly the subject matter. And this was a really neat exercise because everyone was required to write on a sticky note and put it on the either the council vision board or the fisheries vision board, and then go back and reorganize it to make sure that they were focused on those two topics and share amongst each other what they thought about these statements, these little sticky notes, and then collectively gather together and put them into sentences and describe the future state based on those main items that people had identified. So it was an iterative process where groups switched to each side from vision to council, from council to vision and fisheries, and then continue to whittle this down to the main pieces that they thought were rising to the top as a vision statement. So at this time, this is the first draft, and it could be massaged and added to if desired by the council. But this is the statements they came up with. Now, in the future, as I note here, these could be combined if you'd like to create one grand vision statement, or it could be kept separate to make sure that the lens is on when you're thinking about, is this a council process action or is this a fisheries action? All right, next slide, please. So the next step was then to think about those vision statements and come up with some strategic goals, some statement that would meet the vision statements. And this, again, was a really good iterative process where people put together their own ideas and then we developed sentences around them. And the group came up with 13 different strategies, really, to decide, okay, how could we meet our goals? And what we wound up with was putting them all on a flip chart, and then everyone voted on those 13 items. And at the end of the day, there was 7 items that were basically top strategic goals. And then the top 4 were basically prioritized, and these are the top 4. It's not that the other 3 or the other goals were not usable or desired. These wound up being the top reason, the top goals that the council participants really wanted to highlight. And looking at this, there was really is kind of germane to some of the things that were in the discovery and gap analyses. So looking at flexibility, some capacity and efficiency and partnerships and some data. And those seems to be the rise to the top. Now, the next iteration of this plan will include some broad strategies or actions and things that might meet these goals. But the first thing was we would like to develop supporting statements that go along with these strategic goals to help describe the terms that are here. What do you mean by flexibility? What do you mean by adaptability? Things that really kind of explain a little bit about what that goal means to the council. So we'll add those at the next iteration of the plan and also add some potential future actions that would support these goals and the overall vision of the council. And just trying to make sure that these goals stay on target and overall support the vision statements for the future state of fisheries in the council process. Added to that too, the group brainstormed a bit about developing some key performance indicators. So how would you measure the success and ensure that action item or items are on track and stay on target to meet the goals? So we brainstormed a bit about that. And we will add those as well to the document. But for example, if you want to improve like the safety of the fleet, look at capacity and efficiency, you would maybe your metric would be, okay, safety. Okay, you want to measure what? Well, let's measure the age of the fleet, maybe the age of the vessels. And then look at, okay, how do we meet the goal? Well, we'd like to reduce the age of the fleet by some certain percent. And that's the way to try to measure success. So again, we will add more context to these goals with supporting statements and then also some key performance indicators in the next iteration of the plan. Next slide, please. Okay, so there's still much work to be done between now and the April 1st when we want to submit this project report to you all, along with a strategic plan. But between February and March, we're going to be working together to finalize the mission, vision, and goals, and then again, develop some strategies and recommended actions. And we're going to put some detail to that and develop an implementation plan. And how that will be done will be an iterative process between the Parnon team and the staff, as well as our oversight team and the participants in the workshop. The goal here is, of course, to submit the final project report and present that plan and final report to the council at the April meeting. And we hand over that information to you all. Right now, the idea is then from April to June, the council would review and approve the strategic plan. You would gather public input and then finalize that plan. And right now, the intention is to work that out and work on the plan. And then from sometime between June and January 1, 2027, the council would implement that strategic plan with maybe some elements already starting earlier than that. So thinking about, are there some action items here that we could go ahead and put on the prioritization list and get started? Next slide, please. Just a little bit about then what you'll see in the contents of the final project report. We're looking to document the existing approaches and the processes that, you know, particularly those that are used to address unpredictable changes, you know, in your fishery trends and cycles and changing management landscape. And we want to really try to line that out about what the current process the council uses and the approach that it takes in management. We're trying to find some key inefficiencies. We did that with the discovery and gap analysis and kind of identify the drivers behind those things. And then we think we'd like to link those drivers to develop some recommended improvements and possibly some alternative processes that might correct inefficiencies and really support the goals and the vision of a holistic plan. What we're going to take is and just list out some potential improvements in the fishery management process and try to really boil some of these things down. We don't want to hand over a laundry list of like a to-do list for you, but boil things down that and repackage them in a sensible way that here's some recommended improvements that would meet your vision and meet the goals. And the others that you want to maybe set aside, but you could still at least have them available and documented. And we want to ensure, too, that the items that the council identified during the workshop are also included. And there might be some things from the discovery analysis that would support those goals and those ideas and action items that would support the goals. So we want to make sure that it all is sensible, but would meet your vision and then help you line out a little bit of about how to get from A to B to C and try to give a little bit of an implementation plan and organize that information so it doesn't feel overwhelming about what to start and what to do first. It also, of course, depends on the cadence of and really availability of staff and your desire of what you think is important and what you should start on first. Some of these things might be near-term quick wins, and other things might be that's a big action item and we're going to have to take some time to chew on that, and it will take some time to overhaul something. And But at the end of the day, it might meet our vision, and it might take us 10 years to get there. But at this time, that's our plan. So what we envision also is just to give you a standalone plan that supports that responsive and resilient fisheries management. So like I said, it would include some of those potential actions that are identified by the council workshop participants. So we did a lot of work. I commend everyone for showing up, did their homework, really came in excited. A lot of people provided their one word at the end of the workshop, and they were all very positive about it. There was things like hope and satisfactory and just really a happy feeling about, okay, we have started a plan and we're headed in the right direction collectively. I think that was the biggest thing, was collectively they were moving in one group in one direction and have now a vision, and seeing the future was really, I think, positive for everyone, as now we can go ahead and get started on making change and supporting our fisheries. That's it for me. Next slide is just a question slide. So I'm happy to take questions on from the council and the public.
Thank you, Brett. And thank you for the presentation, but also thank you you and the team and led us through that process. It was a very interesting process. I've never gone through that myself, so it was very eye-opening for me. And I took away a lot of positive out of it, and I saw my perspective from other council members that a lot of them actually had a lot of positive output as well. So I will go to anyone on the council who wants to comment questions on the presentation or about the process that we went through. See no more comments or questions from the council. I'll go out to the public. Since this was a closed session, I think it would be interesting to see any comments, any questions from the public on what we've done so far on behalf of the council. So I'll go out to the public. Wow, seeing none. Thank you, Brett. Oh, wait. We do have one hand here. I see you, Bonnie, if you're ready to go.
Hi, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yeah, this is Bonnie Brady, New England Fishermen's Stewardship Association. I have a question regarding the initial interviews. Apparently, there were only 4 fishermen that were interviewed as part of this process, I believe of a total of 75 interviewees. I'm curious as to what the thought process was on that, and what kind of additional outreach prior to baking the cake will be planned. Thank you.
Through the chair, Bonnie, that's a great question. I can't recall the number of people that participated in the focus groups. Some fishermen participated in an online survey, those that are chairing or part of the committees, plan teams, plan development teams, and APs. And also we are planning to develop, we're currently developing a broad participant survey that would be deployed here in the next probably 3 weeks. And we wanna provide it to as many participants as possible, which we have a large list of people already to deploy that survey to get input and thoughts on the strategic plan and get some ideas from those involved, intimately involved in this process. So my hope is that we will hear from more people, especially fishermen, about their thoughts on the approach, about the goals and the ideas around those goals that might meet the vision. So look for that. Bonnie, if you could please reach out to me and I could make sure that you are part of that survey and involved in that. Also, the next iteration of the plan will be provided to the council in April. And my understanding, as you typically go through the public process, the council will put their plan out for public comment between you'll have an opportunity in April and an opportunity in June to also weigh in and provide your thoughts. Correct me if I'm wrong, Executive Director, Dr. O'Keefe, but I think that is the plan going forward. So there should be an opportunity for fishermen to continue to engage in this process and review the details of the plan and get an understanding and provide feedback.
Dr. O'Keefe?
Thanks, Brett, and good morning, Bonnie. Yes, we will have more opportunity for public comment and input moving forward. As Brett mentioned, we'll have another update in April, and we will be hoping to roll out at least the initial draft plan to the council in June. In Brett's slides, there was a timeline for moving forward towards implementation, which is coming probably next year. The idea here is to iterate through to get to a place where we're comfortable with the plan itself and then start to implement it. So there will be several more opportunities for input. Just following up specifically on the outreach aspect, I believe that the Parnon Group had contacted all of our advisory panels for input initially and with a survey that went out and solicited input directly from all the APs. Thanks.
Thank you for that. Any further questions for Brett? Seeing none, well, thank you, Brett. Obviously, you guys have a little more work to do to get us some products. We are excited to see, the documents that as you provide and waiting to hear back from you. Thank you very much.